You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
This part of the program, this segment, is brought to you by smartertravel.com for good fares and up-to-date information on travel. Go to smartertravel.com. And while we're on that subject, let's chat about the buzz. What is happening with fares these days? Well, as we know, they seem to be all over the place, and I'd just like to mention a few that I think are interesting, certainly out of Tampa. Tampa to Atlanta, for example, on Spirit is $127 round trip. Miami from Tampa, again on Spirit, $127 round trip. Now, keep in mind, these don't include taxes, and taxes vary considerably. And in some cases, especially when you're flying internationally, the taxes can be more than some of these low fares. But what we're giving you are the fares themselves. Tampa to Minneapolis on a number of different multiple airlines, as they put it, is $150 round trip. Tampa to New York, U.S. Airways, $168 round trip. $172 Tampa to Las Vegas, $174 Tampa to Chicago, $178 Tampa to San Francisco, $198 Tampa to Houston, $198 Tampa to San Diego. That's a nice fare. $247 from Tampa to Los Angeles. And once again, these are round-trip fares, and they don't include taxes. What are some of the hottest deals and travel trends coming up in 2009? And a lot of it's going to vary, and it keeps changing from day to day. But in 2009, you'll find everything old is new again, and travelers are being more cautious during the economic turndown and want a summer vacation that's going to give them the best experience for their hard-earned dollars and vacation time. So family vacations, road trips, and classic destinations are probably the most popular this summer. Deals are plentiful. High supply and decreased demand has created a buyer's market. And if you can swing it, you'll be able to get a lot more for your buck this year. Some of the things that I've been tracking for the latest summer travel trends and deals are air and hotel vacation packages, for one, and airfare and hotel bundles, or as we call them, vacation packages, offer great deals to some destinations this summer, such as Hawaii. In fact, travelers can get a better price on airfare because resorts are even subsidizing the cost just to get people there. So if you go to smartertravel.com, you can follow some of these trends and find some very interesting bargains. Also, obviously, Expedia, Orbitz, and Travelocity offer a wide variety as well. Now, let me give you an example on some of the popular low-cost carriers. Southwest, for example, has a robust vacation package subsidiary, Southwest Vacations. Its current Wanna Getaway, that's W-A-N-N-A, Wanna Getaway, promotion offers a range of discounts, including up to $114 in savings on vacations from Detroit to Fort Lauderdale, up to $108 off packages from Long Island, Islip, in fact, to Orange County, California, and $100 off vacations from San Francisco to Orlando, among many other city pairs, which you can go to southwest.com to check it out. There's also a free elimination and travel protection war going on among some of the major online organizations such as Priceline, but only for a limited time. You might want to go to smartertravel.com to learn how you can save up to maybe $600 on some vacation packages. These are available through June 1st. Vacation Outlet maintains a site exclusively for the promotion at all-inclusive property. All-inclusive has been around for a while, but these are giving a little bit extra slant on it. And at press time, the current deals covering airfare, all-inclusive hotels, taxes included, are $665 per person for four nights at the Starfish Trawini in Falmouth, Jamaica, and $779 per person for four nights at Dreams Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. And let's see, $849 at Breezes, Bahamas, and Nassau. And there are many, many, many more, so you can check out that website. Family vacations, obviously, is always a big item, and summer is the most popular time for families because the kids are out of school. And for some of the deals this year, whether it's a kids fly free deal or complimentary nights at hotels, all for one dining and entertainment specials, you'll find a lot of extra value for summer trips this year for sure. Look for these summer deals on sites such as Family Travel Forum, About.com, and on Smarter's Travel own family travel section. Now, the other is that there's a new marketing word, and it's called flash packing. Now, this is much like staycations last year, which was the in word, and it's simply, as I say, a marketing term or a growing traveler trend. And flash tracker is a type of traveler who is similar to a backpacker, but one who prefers bare-bones transportation, such as low-cost airlines, second-class rail service, and will spend a little more time for a little more money for a decent room and a bath. So here are some resources that a budget traveler while on the road, but a bit more discerning when it comes to accommodations. If you're headed to Europe, check out hotels on eurocheapo.com. That's EuroCheapo.com. Now, all these hotels are geared towards budget travelers and have personally been vetted by Eurocheapo's editorial staff. So they've actually been to these properties and check them out, so you're not going to get a pig in a poke, as they say. Now, hostels are another option to consider, and they don't have to be the crowded bunker-style situations you may have experienced during your college days, but senior editor Christine Sarkis of Smarter Travel has advocated hosteling for adults and recommends good sites to begin your search for the ultimate no-frills budget traveler. A hostel may be the ideal accommodations choice. Bed and breakfast, they've always been a good option, and they would be for this flash packing set, so to speak. You'll get a room and breakfast included, of course, and sometimes even an afternoon refreshment. For added value, bedandbreakfast.com has compiled a list of cool summer savings at participating inns across the country. So to find the latest promos, go to Cool Summer Savings from the drop-down menu. Deals are currently available in Cape Cod, New Orleans, Vermont, and many, many, many more. Let's just touch on the exchange rate for a moment. In previous years, the dollar, as we know, was weak against the euro and the British pound. But this year, it's a lot different, and it's a whole different story. With economies worldwide taking a hit, the dollar is doing much better in former budget buster destinations, such as England and other Western European countries. Your dollar will go far in Iceland this summer, from hotels to restaurants, attractions, admissions to live entertainment. So You need to look around. You need to have another look at Europe, and certainly Iceland is an interesting surprise. Just touching on England for a moment, I've spent a lot of time in England, and it was getting, prohibitively expensive in the past few years. But again, it's now a fair option for budget vacationers, because when I was checking the exchange rate, the pound was at about $1.45 versus a year ago, it was $2. So it's a fairly decent rate. And the vacation deals are affordable as well. Go today.com. That's go TravelToday.com has an assortment of trips to choose from, including a London at its best promo featuring round-trip airfare, six nights, accommodations, daily breakfast, hotel, taxes, fees from $949 for the summer. If you want to explore a countryside, consider the England Fly and Dry package, which is another one. And it starts at around $849, including round-trip airfare to London, a seven-day Hertz car rental with unlimited mileage, local taxes, airfare, and fuel surcharges. One other thing I think we should touch on before I run out of time here, and that's national parks. Accessibility and affordability are big trends this year, with many national parks within a driving distance are offering affordable admission and accommodations. Campsites and lodges are usually much cheaper than area hotels, and national parks can be a great option for budget-oriented travelers, as you may very well be, and which I certainly am. The biggest trend I've seen so far are early bird specials, so you want to act fast to take advantage of these good deals. And check out Yellowstone Summer Getaway Packages. Shenandoah National Park is another good one. And, of course, the National Park website is a great resource. Well, that's about all I can cover on this particular segment. And when we come back, I'll be chatting with Debbie Boyd, CEO of New Smyrna Beach, CVB. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free.
Call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. This is a limited-time offer. Call 1-800-210-0311 now.
We're back, and this segment of the show is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. My guest is Deborah Boyd, CEO of the New Smyrna Beach CVB. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I pulled you out of a meeting, I think.
Oh, that's fine. My life is meeting. This is good stuff.
Well, we're going to chat about New Smyrna Beach, and nobody knows it better than you, I'm sure. And when we originally met, we were at the Florida Huddle, and we had a little bit of a chat about it. But I think our listeners would like to hear a little bit more from your side. So why don't I pass it over to you and fill us in on New Smyrna and give us a, you know, Americans in general are so unaware of their geographical locations. We might start with that.
Okay, sure. We're located 15 miles south of Daytona Beach. We're 30 minutes north of the Kennedy Space Center on the east coast of Florida, and we're about an hour and a half from most of the Disney attractions in Orlando. New Smyrna Beach is kind of a unique area, and of course, you know, I'm a little biased on that, but it's really true. I'll just give you a couple of the things that we have. We're the second oldest city in North America, just behind St. Augustine. We have a historical museum and an old sugar mill and that kind of thing that people can see here. We get a lot of the Menorcans here from St. Augustine because the Menorcans were the first to settle here. We have we're the redfish capital of the world, so it's a wonderful place for fishing. We have the most biologically diverse estuary in North America, which basically means that you can see dolphin and manatee in clear water. Kayaking, canoeing are very popular here, and we also have some riverboat rides that'll take people on historical or ecological tours of our estuary. We were named one of the best 100 small art towns in America. Of course, we have the Atlantic Center for the Arts here, and that's the world-renowned artist-in-residence center. And we also have a lot of galleries. We have the Bob Ross Teaching Studio, where they teach the Bob Ross method of painting. And it's here, the thing that makes ours a little different is it's the only place that teaches teachers to go out and teach the Bob Ross method. We have classes in glass blowing. We have classes in jewelry making, just about anything you can think of. And we have regularly scheduled art walks, which are also free and open to the public for anyone who wants to come. We've done very well with those. Just a really great place. And, of course, our beaches. We were named the number one beach in Florida 2 years in a row by 56,000 readers of the Orlando Sentinel. And we are indeed Florida's best beach. We have a gorgeous beach, about 13 miles long. Our surfing is well known because we have some of the best surfing on the east. Actually, it's the best surfing on the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, actually.
The world for some of our championships.
Yeah.
Some of the events that we're working on, because, you know, we are a small town and people, I guess we weren't really on the map until a few years ago. We had a hot air balloon festival in January, and we're going to repeat that this year in January. And we have New Smyrna Beach Uncorked, which is our wine and food festival. Also, it'll be growing for the second year in a row. We have regularly scheduled events and festivals just about every month that bring people in from all over Florida. And it's kind of a taste of old Florida.
And, in fact, you have a surfing tournament on this week, I believe.
We have one this weekend, yeah. It's a big Landshark surfing safari. And we're expecting several thousand people in for that. So it's going to be really wonderful for us.
When I think of surfing, I always think of California. I spent some time out there, and I lived in the Laguna Beach area. Then I lived down more towards San Diego, and when I'd wake up in the morning and I'd look out off the patio, it looked like there were, you know, a bunch of seals out there every morning, but they were surfers, needless to say. But my daughter is into surfing, as is her boyfriend, and when they said that they were going over to your area to go surfing, I kind of scratched my head a little, because one doesn't hear that much about it, but I guess it's pretty fair surfing.
Absolutely. It's some of the, like I said, it's the best surfing on the eastern seaboard, and it's not California, you know, but then what is, and it's not Australia, but then what is.
Right, or Hawaii.
If you want to surf, this is one of the few places where you're going to catch the wave that you can use.
Let's talk a little bit about we always do this at lunchtime just to torment myself, but let's chat a little bit about dining.
Oh, dining. I love dining. And yes, as a matter of fact, I'm on my way to a restaurant after this.
Ah.
I feel that it's my sworn duty as director to eat at every restaurant now. But we have probably more mom-and-pop type restaurants here than anywhere I've been outside of New York City. We have our usual chains that come along with it as well. But many of our restaurants have been in the same families for years, and they offer affordable dining. For everybody. We have from our shack restaurants that are outdoor dining and kind of funky on the ocean and on the river to fine dining on a riverfront, you know, to just about everything in between. It's a great place to eat.
Where are you going for lunch?
I'm going to a place called Pub 44, which is kind of known for its laid-back food, and it's just great. Just great.
Now, shopping, of course, for the ladies out there.
Oh, yeah, shopping. Shopping. They'll love shopping. We have two historic shopping districts, Canal Street, where we have a lot of antique stores. We also have Little Drugs there, which is an old-fashioned soda fountain from, like, the 1950s. And then on Flagler Avenue is more of the fashion area, if you will. They have a lot of ladies' fashions and that kind of thing, a lot of unique items. That's where some of our art galleries are located. And it's kind of a funky old old-fashioned, because it's historical, but very modern in other sense, area to shop and come, and visitors just love it.
Now, we have about another minute or so left, Deborah. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about the history of Smyrna Beach?
Yeah, New Smyrna was settled by Andrew Turnbull back in, 1700s possibly, but we were a long way before that. We were actually the 14th colony. I know there are 13 original colonies, but the Smyrna colony was actually the 14th colony. Right now, there have been a lot of artifacts more recently that were found in Scotland talking about the history of New Smyrna Beach, plus several maps that were found here locally. One of them identifies New Smyrna Beach as St. Augustine. And we're kind of, I mean, no offense to St. Augustine, but at this point, it's looking like New Smyrna is actually a lot older. And, of course, they didn't have me then to do PR, so, you know, we ended up in second place. But the latest information that we have from the things we got from Scotland and, again, from the maps, it looks like New Smyrna is actually older than St. Augustine.
Deborah, it's been a pleasure. My guest has been Deborah Boyd, CEO of New Smyrna Beach. And one thing before we go, how about a contact, a telephone, and possibly a website?
800-541-9621, or they can visit our website anytime at nsbfla.com.
Deborah, thank you. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 Sarasota and streaming live worldwide. This segment of the show is brought to you by Enterprise, Rent-A-Car, and USA 3000. USA 3000 flying to 8 cities out of Florida, and you can reach them by going to usa3000.com. My guest is Jaime Enrique Simone. He's with a communications company that represents SATA Airlines, which is called Azor Express Airline. We're going to chat a little bit about that in Portugal. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
I kind of slipped a little bit on your last name there, but I,
Portuguese is not an easy language.
You know, I speak some Spanish, but the problem is that Portuguese is a very guttural language.
It is. People often think it sounds like some sort of Slavic language.
Right, and it's interesting because when I the last time I was in Lisbon and I talked to a taxi cab driver, you know, I was speaking to him in Spanish. I might have been better off speaking to him in English, but because some, the numbers. Well, you think the numbers are going to be pretty much the same, but they're not. And but, you know, taxi cab drivers are taxi cab drivers. He probably speaks 10 languages. So,
and, you know, Portuguese and Spanish have a common root, which is Latin.
Right.
Like, you know, French or Italian, they're all derived as what they call corruptions of Latin. So there's a common use of verbs and conjugations.
Before we get to the airline, while in Lisbon, I was really impressed by their subway system. First of
all, it's a good subway system, and it's pretty recent. They started building it in the late 60s, but they spent a lot of money in the last 10 years expanding it.
And they're like shopping plazas.
Some of the new subway stations, they kind of make them intermodal centers. So you've got a train station, a subway station, a bus station, and then like the Vasco da Gama shopping mall with all different types of stores and grocery outlets and hotels.
Once you get used to it, it's really convenient, and it gets you to where you need to get. And I felt very comfortable. As I said, the stations were clean. They had, you know, they had good shops, and I was very, very impressed and used it quite extensively while I was there. And would suggest to those
the history of the city and tunneling under a 3,000 to 4,000-year-old city, they found lots of Roman ruins. So often the subway system was slowed down by archaeological digs.
Interesting. But that, not surprising, because it happens in many parts of the world where that's they build a new apartment building complex and they do find an archaeological site, which is which is interesting. You wonder why they hadn't found it before, but I guess nobody decided to dig in that spot.
If you dig, you don't know it's there. There's actually been several cases in Portugal where things were found and people didn't know they were there until kind of a mistake happened, and a Roman city was unearthed by accident.
Right. Let's get on to Azores Express. They've started a new service, I understand, into Boston. Is that correct?
Well, they've been flying to Boston now for actually about 20 years. They started with charters, and then about a decade ago, they took over with their own aircraft.
Right.
But they're significantly expanding their footprint in Boston, especially this summer, where you're going to have almost daily service. Actually, you're going to have daily service to Portugal, and the two points of arrival from Boston will be the Azores and Lisbon.
Right.
So pretty much you can catch an Azores Express flight any day of the week from June till October to Portugal, and then they're planning for next fall to have three flights a week in the fall, winter, and spring to the Azores with service onto Lisbon. But this summer, we're going to offer three direct flights a week to Lisbon. So in just 5 hours, you can be in Lisbon, which is a nice service.
And they're actually based in Lisbon, aren't they?
Well, they have significant offices and airplane maintenance facilities in Lisbon, but the head office is in Ponta Delgada on the island of São Miguel in the Azores. The SATA, doing business in the U.S. is Azores Express, is the Azores flag carrier and Portugal's second largest airline. And the Azores are an autonomous region of Portugal, which means they are kind of the way Florida is to the United States. You know, you're part of the U.S., but you have your own system of government. The same thing exists in the Azores. They have a local president and a local assembly. They're one of two autonomous regions that Portugal has. One is the Azores, which are about, say, 2,000 miles off the east coast of the United States, in the middle of the Atlantic, and then Madeira, which is about 300 miles off of the coast of Morocco, or 750 miles south of Lisbon.
And Lisbon, of course, does have a very, very, very good maintenance facilities because of TAP, Portuguese.
TAP and SATA are partners, actually, and they co-chair on a lot of flights. So if you're flying from Lisbon to Madeira, you can either take a SATA jet or a TAP jet. Both airlines work together.
I've actually explored the TAP's maintenance facility, and
really?
Very, very, very impressive. Yeah, Well, because
not the
they
KP flies all Airbus jets, so they share a lot of.
Well, the thing is that they also used to fly the TriStars, the L-1011s.
Yes, they did for many years.
And they still have the tooling. They still have the maintenance facility there. It's really quite interesting, and because they outsource a lot of that, like a lot of the approved maintenance facilities do, and they are probably one of the biggest specialists in the Airbuses because they not Airbuses, but the. Airbuses now, but in the TriStars because they flew them for so many years.
They did fly them up until I think the mid or late 80s. They were flying L-1011s to New York.
Yeah, and they
now they're into the bigger Airbus.
Yeah, of course they are now and newer. Now, the islands. I was a little bit surprised at how many little islands there actually are. Can we kind of go there for a bit?
Yeah, you know, there are 9 islands in the Azores, and people often say, "Well, why is it that in the middle of the Atlantic?" Far from everything are there these 9 islands. And there's a very simple answer. It's tectonic plates. You've got a plate for North America and a plate for Europe, and the two plates are pulling apart. So over the last 3 million years, you had, not all at the same time, but over different periods, massive amounts of volcanic activity caused by the tectonic plates moving. And those undersea volcanoes became islands. So the islands tend to go from oldest to newest as you go east to west. And they're spread into 3 very distinct groups, spread about 400 nautical miles apart in the ocean. So in the eastern group, closest to Portugal, about 1,000 miles off the Portuguese coast, you have the biggest island, São Miguel, where half the population of the Azores lives, about 100,000 people. And then the small island of Santa Maria to the south. And then you've got the central group, which is the most diverse, 5 different islands, all of them different. And they range from Pico, which is Portugal's highest point, 7,700 feet above sea level the island rises to. It's an amazing dormant volcano, and then 4 other islands. And then finally the western group, which is 2 very, very sweet islands, the island of Flores, which is known for having 30 waterfalls cascading off of its western coast, and the tiny island of Corvo, which has just 300 people living on it. It's kind of a teardrop-shaped island.
Right. Now, I'm assuming there's... air transportation between these islands?
There is. It's probably the best way to get around is by air, except with one exception. If you go from the island of Pico in the central group to the island of Faial, it's a 6-mile trip.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
About 25 minutes by ferry. And you can also go from Pico and Faial to the nearby island of São Jorge, which is about a 45-minute ferry boat. Everything else, you're talking about hours. And while there is a cruise ship in the summer that goes from island to island, most of the inter-island transportation is on cargo ships with passenger areas and takes 3 to 4 hours to get from one island to another, while flying tends to be any time from half an hour to an hour and 20 minutes, depending on where you're going. So it's much quicker.
I
would say because the islands in the Azores, actually, most of them are quite big.
I can see that. I'm looking at a map here at the moment, and I was quite surprised at the size of some of them. So there would be an inter-island air service with light.
Yes, Sata Air Azores has a fleet of 5 turboprops that service all of the islands.
So I think nowadays, you know, if you're going to travel, you need to kind of have a justification. Why would you go overseas to see something you could see in the U.S.? Well, the Azores are like any other place in the world. You know, they've got trees from China. They've got a landscape that isn't unlike Iceland mixed with Northern California. The architecture is Portuguese. The dialect is unique. The food is unlike any place else in the world because of the unique ingredients available there. You know you're someplace special. And the people are very, very welcoming. And the great thing is many of them speak English very well because, you know, they have a cousin in Toronto or they have a cousin in Providence or they live there themselves. It's amazing. I've never been a place that's been it's so far from every place else. And yet, as an American, not only are they glad to see you, but they're, you know, they've got friends and family where you're coming from. And there's also 2,000 American servicemen serving on the NATO air base on the island of Terceira, so there's already a presence of Americans there as well.
Great. That's really great coverage on that. I wouldn't have thought, nor would our listening audience realize, that there is so much history and that it's so connected to North America as well. John, I really appreciate the time you've taken. How about a contact number for Azor Express Airlines and maybe a website?
Well, the best website to go to is www.sata.pt. They do business as Azores Express. And 800 number is 1-800-762-9995. 762-9995.
Travis, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. And
nice to chat with you, too. Thank you.
I look forward to talking to you again.
Take care. Be well.
All right. Bye for now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0569. 1-800-410-0569. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0569.
Are you watching your blood sugar levels and how much it changes after meals? Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that, when taken before meals, reduces the amount of sugar getting into your body. Enhancelin customers say it best.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugar.
With Enhancelin, I can smile again.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, so call 1-800-997-5717. For a limited time, receive a free 30-day supply of Enhancelin with your order. Call 1-800-997-5717.
We're back, and you're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy on WTMY 1280 out of sunny Sarasota and streaming worldwide from WTMY.com. My next guest is an old friend. I don't know about an old friend, but he's been a long-time friend, and he's president of Europe by Air, Mr. Bill Wolf. Bill, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning to you.
I've been covering a lot about airfares today, and I thought nobody better than the expert himself, who has been operating the flight pass for all these years and has many, many great fares on your new, I noticed your new red tag sale.
Well, I'll tell you, Roy, what is going on in the airline industry is just amazing. We're putting up fares on our website that are incredible. In fact, we have like two ladies. What they do, they just search through the airline booking engines and for details and of flights that are low priced. And the prices we're getting, I had to go back to them myself, and I said, are these really true, like $37 New York to Paris? And they said, absolutely. But, of course, the airlines, they make it difficult to find, but they actually have them out there. Now, so the fares are just, I've never seen anything like it. And of course, the airlines have got a lot of empty seats. Empty seats means good savings for passengers. They're trying to get people aboard those aircraft.
You know, I haven't as you know, we've both been in this industry for a long time, and I haven't seen fares like this ever, I don't think, except for the occasional startup where they'll come up with, you know, 10 seats for $10, and then that goes away. And we all know that these fares are capacity controlled. So the whole airplane isn't selling out at $34, but if you get in there, you book in advance and you book early enough, you can get them because they are available, as you say. Now, there's a couple of things. One, these fares that you mentioned, 37, 34, are without taxes. And I think sometimes, I think most of the public understand that. The asterisks are there. Almost every website that I've been to in the last couple of days have all shown airfares less taxes. And in some cases, the taxes in the case of Europe and around Europe can be higher than the average, than the lowball lost leader, so to speak, airfare. But I think that people accept that. I think people understand that. And do you find it to be problematic? Or?
Well, yeah, I got to be a little, we're finding it to be a little careful in the sense that when we find these, what we've been calling red tag airfares of less than $99 one way to Europe without taxes and fees, the actual taxes and fees are usually a couple hundred dollars, right around $200, $250. In fact, we even had, we just found one from Miami to Frankfurt. The actual one-way fare is $107 one way, or $214 round trip. This is Miami to Frankfurt. That's available these days. Have to book it by the 8th of April. If you add the taxes are $284, so the taxes and fees are actually more than the airfare. So in general, you figured that taxes and fees are going to be like $200 to $300 on top. But if you start with an incredibly low airfare, I mean, what more of a bargain could you ever get?
Well, that's exactly right. That was the point I was going to make. You add the taxes onto the fare, and you still have fares like we have never, ever seen before, I think, in the history of this industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I worked in Europe myself for years, and these kind of fares have never been out there. Now, what's really happening, how long can the airlines continue to offer these? Well, first of all, most of these we have currently are available to be booked within the next week or so. At the same time, most of the travel has to be finished by the end of May, although we have some great fares even for the summer. Now, what the airlines will do is they'll start adjusting their capacity. As of right now, the flights are out there and things like that, but there's already been a slowdown, or I should say a rescheduling of flights, and they're offering fewer flights, and they're using smaller equipment on some of the routes so that there's not as many seats out there. But this is for traveling in within Europe. Now is the time to do it, because these fares will never be beat.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And not only are these fares good, but, of course, the dollar is stronger now. So, you know, the last time I checked, it was probably the euro was somewhere around $1.34, $1.30. And, of course, the pound is down from $2 down to about $1.40 as well. So your dollar is going to, you know, obviously stretch out, because let's face it, you've been to London and the UK in the last past year, and the prices are just outrageous. Everything has been so expensive. So what's happening in a lot of cases, some of these hotels in some destinations are actually subsidizing the airfare, so the hotel and air package are much more affordable. And I think when we look at the summer, which is usually when the fares start to go up, I don't think that's going to happen. I think these fares, as you say, it may only be good until next Thursday, or it may only be good until midnight tonight. But that doesn't mean they're not going to change that at midnight tonight to midnight next Thursday.
Well, the fares are going to be out there for a while. And, you know, that's so true, because I travel to Europe a lot. And last summer, the euro was $1.60 or so, and $1.30 now. It's making Europe more affordable. It's making the fares that have been quoted in euros over there or in sterling just so much cheaper, too. And then, of course, your hotel stays. If you take taxis or buses or coaches, rented cars, everything is much cheaper now. This is really the time to be visiting Europe. And we've got great fares, not only transatlantic, but our whole program, our whole company has been based on intra-Europe fares. And we still get $99 fares, which we offered 12 years ago for the first time. We work with independent air carriers over there. We call this program a flight pass. So we got fares from Italy to Greece, from Belgium down to Italy or over to Spain. We pretty well cover most of all of Europe, and then we got a group of carriers. These are $99 fares, some of them all the way to from Athens over to Cairo, Egypt, for $129 fares.
Let's you know, while you're on that subject, let's talk about some of your intra-Europe partners, because when I look at your site, some of the names are not so familiar as the ones we're a bit more used to. Tell us about some of your partners.
Well, that was how we started the whole concept. Let me give you an example. Here in the United States, everybody thinks well of Southwest Airlines, a great airline. If you go to Europe and you talk about Southwest Airlines, the Europeans would say, who are they? You know, is it a charter company or are they a commuter airline? Of course they're not. So what I did is I went to Europe 12 years ago, and I met with the independent carriers of Europe who were scattered across Europe. I went to Estonia. I went down to Spain, of course. I went to Portugal. I went to France. I went to England. And I talked to the independent air carriers who were similar size to Southwest or that type of thing where they flew only within Europe and the Americans didn't know who they were. And I said, why don't we just kind of combine all your routes into a network which would allow Americans to, number one, know who you are, but number two, go to one site where they could find everybody's flights listed and are put on what we call a network map.
Now, let's get to Europe by air and Flight Pass. Now, Flight Pass has been around for some time, and give our listeners some idea of how that works.
Well, again, kind of going back to our backgrounds, since I did a lot of international contacts and a lot of airline contacts, a fellow that I'd known and worked with at Air LA had gone to Europe and had started Virgin Express Airlines with Richard Branson's group, and they were flying out of Brussels. Air LA closed in 1995, so I called this fellow and I said, you know, I think there's always been a concept here that hasn't been taken advantage of. For decades, Americans have been going to Europe, and they bought a rail pass to get around Europe. And you could go on a variety of railroads.
Which was a great concept.
So all I did was say, you know, it's time for the airlines to have something like that. They liked the idea. I got on a plane, and 24 hours later, I was in Brussels, sat down to talk about it, and came back to the States 3 months later. And basically so, Europe by Air is a group of airlines. I traveled around Europe. I met with the independent air carriers who were scattered throughout Europe everywhere, from up in the UK to, up to Estonia, down to the south in Greece, over to Portugal and Spain and Italy. And I found the independent air carriers, and I said, individually, people in the United States don't know how to find your airline. They wouldn't know how to book it. Why don't we just kind of combine it? We'll call it Europe by Air. So the concept is on our website, you can go and you can look at a map, and it shows all the different airlines' routes, and they're combined into one. So you, from one place, Europe by Air website, you can book on any of these carriers, and the routes and the fares and the conditions have all been standardized.
Absolutely brilliant, just brilliant. So, in other words, we go to your website, which is europebyair.com, and then one can then go to an interactive map, which I find absolutely fascinating, put the cursor over the destination, and then we'll show you what's available from that destination to other points within Europe. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. And frankly, we've now expanded beyond Europe. We have flights all the way over to Cairo, and next summer we will have flights from Europe over to Israel.
Now, is it too premature to let our listeners in on a little secret of that you've shared with me, that there may even be another expansion?
Oh yes, yeah. The concept works. It's very simple, and yes, we are looking at expanding it for other areas as well. I wouldn't drive people to the website today, but in a week or two or a month for sure, yes, we'll be able to have a lot of options beyond Europe.
All right, so if I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak, there may be something going on whereby one can find out not only where you can go within Europe on Flight Pass, but maybe how you can get to that destination from North America. Is that where you're headed?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, that one, that's another aspect of this one. Is just, it'll be up by this weekend, probably even by Friday it should be available. And what it it's going to have another type of map on our website, and that will show all the combinations of flights between the U.S. and Europe. And what we found when we designed the map is that a lot of people, when you go to the big search engine, they'll just type in their city or their the nearest major city, and then they'll type in, say, London, and then they'll let the search engine go out and look for all the different flight possibilities. However, they don't really know what that, what we call them search engines, is going to provide. Is it going to provide a connection or a flight over New York or Miami or Chicago? So if you're sitting in the middle of America somewhere and you've got options of where you could depart from, the reason we designed this map will allow you to visually see what flights operate from what cities to what cities in Europe, so you can be more selective.
So I can recap that a little bit. So in other words, the flight pass will be basically the same. One can look in at those destinations, but what will happen is that if, for example, I wanted to go to Rome, I can then put my cursor over Rome, and it will tell me where I can get the most direct air service from my hometown, let's say. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Right.
And then,
And
we have an engine where they call them an engine. I don't particularly like that term.
Yeah, they call them booking engines, don't they? Yeah,
exactly. But we all use a similar product. And so then what you could do, you go in there and you type in the city that you'd like to see the fares from and to, and then you can add the flight pass for flights within Europe. And the good thing, again, about the flight pass is that there's so many different carriers, and we go and we search them all for you, and then we have these standardized rates and conditions. And one of the things that people really love about the flight pass within Europe is it's no change fees.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a big item. Now, you're telling me that if I fly from Brussels to London, and I change my times or flight, that I don't have to pay a change fee at all.
That's correct. That's one of the great things about the flight pass. You do have to call to make the reservation.
Well, I would think, yeah.
Or cancel anything you're currently holding, and it has to still be available, of course. But yeah, that's right. No change fees.
Well, that's exciting. Now, I'm on your website at the moment, and I also see a list of what you call your favorite destinations, or the destinations that people find as their favorites, and it shows the different points that they can book at the $99 fare. And I also just went to the booking engine, and I noticed when I typed in some of these destinations, what came up was flight pass first. And if there wasn't, and it also gave some options of other airlines that were also available.
That's correct. Yeah, we always try to give people the choice. You know, we don't make it for them. We don't bias it towards what we want to sell. We say, here are your options. Now you decide what you want. And you know, one thing I should mention, because one of our most popular routes is London to Paris. And so some years ago, when I was traveling around Europe and living there, I was working there, I noticed that to really get between London and Paris, the best way is take that train called Eurostar. And I started using it for myself. Then I met the Eurostar people. This is, of course, the tunnel. It's like 2 hours and 15 minutes from London St. Pancras Station, which is right in the center of London, to Gare-Nord, which is in the center of Paris. We sell a lot of that, and that's also $99. And it's, again, no change for fees. It's one of our most popular routes.
That's great. Bill, that's absolutely super. Two things, if you will, before we go. Give us the website again, and is there also a toll-free number?
Yes, there is. The website is www.Europe, E-U-R-O-P-E, of course, airair.com. And the telephone number is something related to the airline industry, 888-321-4737.
Well, that was Bill Wolf, president of Europe by Air Travel Pass, a brilliant concept for a community of savvy travelers. Check it out online at europebyair.com. And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, You may want to tune in on Sundays for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here on Sundays and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guy.